Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1112, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 81 very strongly to him and tried to make him give a confession. We used a little profanity and cussed him. He made that statement after he knew that I knew he could write. We had had him for about the last 3 hours that day. He made another statement on May 24th, which he was put in writing. Defendant's Exhibit 37. He was carried to Mr. Dorsey's office that day and went over the statement with Mr. Dorsey. He still denied that he had seen the little girl the day of the murder. He swore to all the statement contains. That statement was a voluntary statement from him. He sent for Mr. Black and we went there together. We questioned him again very closely for about 3 hours on May 25th. He repeated the story that he told in his statement of May 24th. We saw him again on May 27th in Chief Lanford's office. Talked to him about 5 or 6 hours. We tried to impress him with the fact that Frank would not have written those notes on Friday, that that was not a reasonable story. That showed premeditation, and that would not do. We pointed out to him why the first statement would not fit. We told him we wanted another statement. He declined to make another statement. He said he had told the truth. On May 28th, Chief Lanford and I grilled him for 5 or 6 hours again, endeavoring to make clear several points which were far-fetched in his statement. We pointed out to him that his statement would not do and would not fit. He then made us another long statement on May 28th, Defendant's Exhibit 38, having been told that his previous statement showed deliberation, that that could not be accepted. He told us then all that appears in the statement of May 28th. He never told us anything about Mr. Frank Macking an engagement for him to stamp for him and for him to lock the door. He told us nothing about seeing Montem Stower. He did not tell us about seeing Mary Fagan. He said he did not see her. He didn't say he saw Lenny Quinn. Conley was a rather dirty Negro when I first saw him. He looked pretty good when he testified here. Frank was arrested Tuesday morning at about 11:30. On May 29th, we had another talk with him. Talked with him almost all day. Yes, we pointed out things in his story that were improbable and told him we must do better than that. Nothing in his story that looked to be out of place we told him would do. After he had made his last statement, we didn't wish to make any further suggestion to him at that time. He then made his last statement on May 29th, Defendant's Exhibit 39. He told us all that appears in that statement. We tried to get him to tell about the little mesh bag. We tried pretty strong. He always denied ever having seen it. He never said that he saw it in Frank's office, or that Frank put it in his safe. We asked him about the parasol. He didn't tell us anything about it. He didn't tell us anything about Frank stumbling as he got on the street floor at the elevator and hit him. Since making this statement on May 29th, I have not communicated with Conley and have not seen him. He never told us that he came from his home straight to the factory. He denied knowing anything about the fecal matter down in the basement in the elevator shaft. He never said he went down there himself between the time he first came to the factory and went to Montag's. He never said he thought the name of